Hi, you're listening to Rapid Recaps with Jesse. Tonight's recap is of Kathy Griffin, My Life on the D-List, Season 5, Episode 6. In this week's episode, Kathy shows us the renovations on her house, which are finally complete, and I must say, her new house looks quite fantastic. I was especially envious of her pool, which they showed some before and after pictures, and she does not lie. It looks a lot nicer now. It looks like something you might see in a fancy architectural magazine. The subplot of this week is that Kathy has decided that perhaps she wants to have multiple homes like all the A-list stars, even though we can see from her house that it's pretty A-list already. I mean, that is not a cheap estate she is living in there in that location. In any case, it's sort of an excuse to pack up Teen Griffin and head off down to sunny Miami. Now, again, it's kind of, you know, as the show kind of goes along from season to season and Kathy becomes, you know, less and less D-list, it's kind of hard to maintain this illusion that she's this sort of D-list loser that no one will talk to. I mean, the woman hangs out with Gloria Estefan and Rosie O'Donnell, so it's not like she doesn't know people anymore, or that she's not getting her phone calls returned. So, I mean, and she's obviously close enough to Gloria to be invited to stay at her house, so that was sort of interesting. You know, I have to say this was not my favorite episode of recent memory. And part of the reason is that I like it when, I mean, I know there's always a layer of artifice when it comes to Kathy, the performer, versus Kathy Griffin, the real person. But it was especially pronounced in this episode because it didn't feel organic at all. Like when she's talking to her mom, even if she's, you know, sort of like the last episode when she sort of staged the meetings with the celebrities, at least her mother's reactions were real and her reaction to her mother's reactions felt very real. Compare that to this episode where everything felt fake, like extra fake. Like I could see all the strings on the puppets in this episode. For example, did I believe for 1 second that Kathy was actually working the desk at Gloria Estefan's hotel and being rude to customers over the phone and, you know, dissing the customers at the desk and telling, you know, she sort of had this little shtick where she pretended that she didn't like the British boys' attitudes and therefore refused to give them their room. I don't believe that happened for 1 second. And then you see the other bad part of these sort of staged or sort of, I guess there's always like a level of theater when it comes to Kathy's scenarios each week. But in this case, it's also, you know, not everyone is in on these jokes, as you can kind of tell. And sometimes it's fun to watch them sort of react to her, and sometimes it's not so fun. So in this week, she pretends to be house shopping, and she makes one of the real estate agents drag her all over Miami to look at these ridiculous houses. Now, I know Kathy's doing well, but I know that she's not really going to buy the $50 million mansion. So when she arranges a meeting and she sort of, because it's a soft sale, I guess legally he's obligated to bring the other party in to actually meet with her and hear her offer for the house. And she only offers $1.7 million on what is a $17 to $20 million home. One, it's ridiculous, even though she sort of went through this whole dog and pony comedic routine about how, well, she's going to walk away and they're going to beg her to come back. The agent did not find it amusing, and I would not say the agent was the nicest lady in the world, but I did feel for her because, you know, Kathy did sort of waste her time dragging her out to this house and then making an offer that she had obviously no intention of following through on. So it's times like that where you're kind of like, Kathy trends this very fine line between playing the asshole and being an actual asshole. And I think in this week, she was more on the side of being an actual asshole in terms of wasting people's time and sort of getting a little tiresome with her shtick. So overall, not a great episode for me. I didn't really think that the funny moments popped, and I thought that it just felt really, really stagey in all the wrong ways. So hopefully she'll get herself back to California, get her mom back in the picture, go back to her normal routine, and it'll be a lot better. Well, she's going to the Apollo Theater next week, so that should be really, really interesting. So anyway, not a good episode. I give it a C+. You can do better, girl. All right. I will see you folks in the next Rapid Recap.